Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Han.
Happy Christmas Eve, everybody. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Christmas Wednesday. TJ with the Christmas tree behind him. I've got my best Christmas Hawaiian going. We're ready for the holiday tomorrow. Drive safe out there if you're still going to work this morning. It's very foggy if you haven't walked out the door or whatever it is. Be safe. We think it's a crazy sports year, TJ, here. It has been. It has been a crazy weather year as well. So fitting that we finish it off with a warm and foggy Christmas. It's just kind of how we'll roll into the holiday this year. We got a lot of fun stuff coming for you. The full gang's here to make some picks. We'll do that. We will also have Shreyas Lotta in to discuss all things KU. Any hope for the football program? We'll get that. And then the latest on Darren Peterson after what we heard Bill Self say after the Davidson game. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now performing the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm-feeling Bock Lager, available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, north Helena and Handley, Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. We are back here with you. Again, this will be our final show of this week. We'll be off Thursday and Friday. All your Christmas well wishes, get them in today. You can call us at 869-1240. You can leave us your video comments, Facebook, YouTube, X. And you can, of course, watch us always on 12 News Connected and listen on the Odyssey app. TJ, Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. Sorry for the chaos. My current desk is a printer, and it just randomly printed a piece of paper. So for everybody listening at home wondering what that was a printer. We're at the upside down Christmas tree behind us, that was a hot topic of conversation this morning in the in-laws' house. So what's your thought on the upside down Christmas tree?
It
hangs from the ceiling, I think.
Okay.
It's different. It's supposed to be cool.
Yeah, I've not heard of that. Maybe that's a new thing. I don't think I've heard of that before. But I like it. We'll put it on display and take the listeners' opinions on it. You can leave those on our video streams. You can see it right there. If you're listening to us on the radio, you can check it out later. A very rare. Yeah. Very rare, calm evening in the sports world last night. Not a lot going on. We haven't had a lot of those.
So inside baseball for everybody that watches 12 News, typically we will record the sports blocks for the 23rd and the 24th because everybody's so out on vacation. And it's always usually fine, barring the big breaker happening. And with the month of December that we've had, I cannot believe that we snuck one out last night. We still got another one to get through tonight, but we snuck one out last night. Not a thing happened after 7 p.m. last night.
If something happens, we got a crew there to take care of it. But yeah, it has been a month. That is for sure. And hopefully that is the end of the chaos and we can just, get a Christmas Day football game going for the Chiefs, which we'll talk about today a little bit. We haven't really talked about the game itself at all. We'll take a look at practice reports and do that. Of course, we'll pick that game a little bit later as well, but we'll have that for you. And take you around some of the other headlines, spend a little more time perhaps with the Austin Romaine news. We mentioned it briefly yesterday with Avery Johnson. I don't know. Every day we go by and we see these transfers. I think every day that Avery Johnson doesn't enter the portal is a good thing for K-State, right?
Like, I think
going to get the inevitable, modern college sports tweet or something that says I'm staying. There's a time where it was just implied that you were staying. I don't think we're in those times anymore. I'm sure we'll have to have an announcement of staying. But we haven't had any announcement yet. And I think that's probably good for K-State. The only thing that holds me back is it like something where there are teams still alive that could potentially be in the market that maybe you're waiting for. But hopefully Avery stays. But they've lost some really key players otherwise.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that every day that passes by, because you know how these things go in college football, especially when a new coach comes in, these have been the weeks where they're having the meetings with the players and figuring out, what do you want to do? And everybody waits to go on the portal until you have that conversation, obviously, and mull it over for a little bit. And so, as I keep saying, if it's coming, it's coming soon. That portal opens in, 8 days, I think, something like that, a little over a week.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I thought it was already open, right? Because guys January are jumping second. In. Like, it's open.
Yeah,
it's
everybody just unofficially. All of the tweets just say intends to enter the transfer
right,
portal
right,
at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all a mess, but we'll wait and see. Hopefully it is there. We have some other NFL headlines that are pretty interesting to get to. Did you see DK Metcalf? I know you hadn't seen the video yet because you're in Topeka.
I heard about it for sure.
I mean, it looks like it's going to cost him the potential of $45 million. It voids the guarantees of his contract. So not only is he suspended two games, like those are no longer fully guaranteed by what's being floated out there. And you absolutely can't do what he did. Cannot do it. I saw some fan was saying something to him like up close and personal. And at the end, DK tried to like just kind of get him off, get out of here and kind of threw a punch. You can't do that, obviously. But I saw a tweet yesterday and I've said this a million times in these situations. I do kind of think we might be in a better place if running your mouth and being a jackass means you had to deal with the consequences of doing that. Right. Because I'm not, I don't want to speculate too much, but you can probably imagine that something very over the line was said there. And we don't we walk around this age of like keyboard warriors where you can just say anything you want to somebody and have zero consequences for
it. It's true. Especially in sports, we've gotten to the point where, humans don't think that athletes are other humans at this point, as we're so far removed from that, that they're just people that play a sport in front of us.
How did we get to that point in society where you can literally say anything you want about anybody with no consequences? Like, where did we get that? I grew up with four older brothers, and yeah, you took your shots. You said what you wanted to say, but you better be able to run, right? You better outrun them. If you're gonna get there, it's a strange thing, and DK, you can't take a swing at a fan. Like, he absolutely deserves the punishment that he's given for that. That's a different set of circumstances, but we should also stop enabling the behavior that probably led up to this. I haven't heard from DK on maybe what was said, but you have to imagine you're in a very intimate distance with somebody, and them just saying the most awful thing you can think of, because that's what happens a lot of the time in this. And then how would you react to that? Now, it's a tough spot, but that happened yesterday. There's a couple other NFL headlines that I think are worth spending a little bit of time with, some injuries and things like that as we get ready for what's a wild, unusual, abnormal week of the schedule where a lot of games are played tomorrow. We have Saturday games this week, Sunday games this week. We have all this stuff. We don't have any of the college football playoff games yet. So for our picks, we're just going to pick NFL games. There's a lot of good games on the schedule, though. This should be a pretty good, you know, mostly finale to the NFL season. They'll clean up with the final week next week, but there'll be a lot not on the line next week. There's a lot on the line in a lot of these games this week.
Pop quiz for the minute we have left of this segment. Can you name me the 6 starting quarterbacks on Christmas Day?
Let me make sure I pull up the games here real quick.
Cowboys, Commanders.
Dak, Mariota.
Vikings and Lions.
Brosmer and Goff.
And Chiefs. And Chiefs, yeah.
Nixon. Olodukin.
No.
Oladukin. I knew Oladukin. What it was. I'm just
messing. Oladukin.
Oladukin. All right. We'll come back and we will discuss the Chiefs and Oladukin and all their goals.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hey, you can win a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin in concert at Gillies in Park City. Text the keyword cash to the number 20357 for a chance at a pair of tickets to see Aaron Tippin. It's December 30th. Message and data rates apply. Gillies Park City, now open. Live music, barbecue, dancing, sports, and arcade thrills. We come back in here to Sports Daily. You brought this up, TJ, and it was one of the things I thought was interesting is JJ McCarthy is out again. Fractured hand. That's an interesting group of quarterbacks in a lot of ways on Christmas Day. And if not an interesting group of quarterbacks, Cowboys, Commanders, nothing to play for. Broncos, Chiefs have something to play for, at least, as the Chiefs are 13.5 point underdogs.
One of the teams has something to play
for. With Oladukun. And then the Lions and Vikings with Brosmer. The Lions, are the Lions still technically alive in this thing? They're not eliminated yet, but they're, I guess, a game and a half behind Green Bay. So it is, this is the risk you run in the NFL with these kinds of games. You just don't know. And if you go back to the beginning of the season, I mean, my goodness, like you'd have thought this was an all-time epic lineup of games, right? These are like, go back to the beginning of the season. Cowboys, Commanders, Broncos, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings. We'd have thought these would have all been just unbelievable games.
So did Netflix. That's why they invested all this money into getting these games onto Netflix. And here we are.
I'll be curious to see how that goes. I mean, the Cowboys are involved and the Chiefs are involved. I think those games will be. And the Lions would technically.
Amazon got the Chiefs this year. But yeah.
Whichever streaming networks has them doesn't really matter. Yeah. And then Saturday, you get an NFL Network game and a Peacock game. Those look much better on Saturday than the games on Thursday do. But, you know, this is where we are right now with the league. It's been an unusual year. It like the normal headline teams are for a large part not the normal headline teams. And it's a little upside down like that Christmas tree behind you. The league doesn't feel quite right this year. And this is what we have. So the Chiefs, I will say, look like they'll be much healthier this week than they were a week ago. Still probably no Trent McDuffie, probably no Rashi Rice, probably no Tyquan Thornton, probably no Jalen Watson. I guess Nico Remigio is a question now, which is something to watch a little bit. But Jalen Moore looks like he'll play. I think we saw Trey Smith will play. There were a couple others last week that didn't.
I want to dig into that. That was a kind of a big conversation of the Titans game. After the game, reporters were asking Trey Smith, like, why are you playing? Like, was there a conversation?
Stupid question.
There's something to be said about it, though. I mean, why are you paying the guy that you just paid all this money to games that don't matter?
It's exactly why he's playing.
He's been hurt all year, though. I mean, do you not want to protect him from he's probably not 100%.
Football players need to play football.
Okay,
you don't have to worry about next year for another 9 months.
That's fine. He's not 100%. Would you play him if he wasn't 100%?
Absolutely. If he says he wants to play, I'd play him.
Okay,
He's being paid to play football.
That's what he said. He said, it's my job.
Do you go to work sick ever?
Sometimes.
Why?
It's my job.
It's exactly right. Would it be a lot easier just to sit at home? Yeah. No, we go to work because it's our job. It's his job. He gets paid to play football. Believe it or not, he probably enjoys playing football. He probably really enjoys game day. And he knows, as Chris Jones pointed out, there's a whole lot of people that paid a whole bunch of money and are going to spend their Christmas with the Chiefs. It's the least you could do when you're making $30 million a year to actually go play football. I hate that question and sentiment so much. We see it in the preseason, which is a little bit different and a little bit more understandable. But my goodness, like, these guys are football players. Just heaven forbid they want to go play a football game.
I'm with you on that. I'm just saying the fact that he has been injured and likely is not healthy, and he is still out there playing in a game that doesn't matter against the Titans.
Next season doesn't start for 9 months.
It's true.
Like, if you guys want to play. We don't see Leo Chenal on the injury report this week. I guess he's playing.
No, he's in IR.
Oh, they put him on IR?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Oh, that's a bummer.
That may be the last time we saw Leo Chenal play a football game was against the Chargers.
Yeah, I missed
in Kansas City.
I see that news. That is a real bummer. He's been such a good Chief.
I don't think that he can come back.
Well, he's probably going to get paid.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's probably not going to be able to come back.
He'll be out. Have we seen the end of him? You know, is this the last home game for Travis Kelce, for Kareem Hunt, for Hollywood
Trent
Brown,
McDuffie,
for Juju Smith-Schuster,
DeJuan Taylor? There's going to be, I'll throw this number out there, and we'll revisit this in September. I bet there's going to be 19 of the 53-man roster that won't play in Arrowhead Week 1 next year.
You think 19 guys will be gone?
Yeah, that's a guess, but 19 feels like the right number.
I'll
throw this stat out there. I bet 49 won't play in that new stadium in Kansas.
Oh, yeah, it'll be Mahomes and maybe Josh Simmons. Like, that's all I can come up with that would probably be playing in that stadium. Let's see. You got Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Aminahue. Well, we're going to get into some guys. Like, do we really need to talk about Jack Cochran? But okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Nazi Johnson.
That's why I said 19.
Right. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Look, it's a rebuild. That's the thing too. Like, if you're one of these players, if you're Trey Smith, man, I can't believe Chenal. I missed that news yesterday. I can't believe he went on the aisle. That sucks. But if you're one of these guys who has been a little dinged up and maybe you didn't play last week or whatever, yeah, like, this is it. This might be the last time you play an arrow. So don't, like, I'm not surprised that all these guys want to play. Yeah. That, you know, you put everything you have for a calendar year into trying to do this, and no, it didn't work out for the first time, by the way, for a lot of these guys, literally the first time they've ever not been successful at the end of a year. And reporters act like they should just go sit out. Like, nobody does that. No, especially nobody does it that is compensated in the way that these guys are. And most of them have some appreciation for that fact.
This is another interesting question, kind of on the same topic. Yesterday, when Andy Reid spoke to reporters, one topic of conversation was what does Patrick Mahomes do at this point? Like, we've seen guys be at games in a box or in a suite just watching the game. Like, is he in the meetings during the week? Like, what do you want Patrick Mahomes to be doing right now if you're Andy Reid or Brett Veach, I guess?
Getting his knee better, which is what Andy Reid says he's doing.
What does that mean? Does that mean sitting at home? Does that mean being
in
a facility?
No, it means he's probably at a facility. You know, I don't know how much you can do right now, but there's something, right? That rehab process there's a reason it takes a year. Like, it's all the rehab. Like, you had that, it's grueling. And when people say he's going to attack that, like, I believe that. Like, whatever it is that he can do to push that, he'll do it. Do you remember when Aaron Rodgers, after the Achilles, he was always on, like, the Pat McAfee show, and he called in from the facility, and there was, like, another player behind him, and Rodgers is, like, ribbing him, like, yo, get on your rehab. It was a player for a different team. I don't even remember who it was, but he's like, what are you doing? Like, that's kind of what I envision. Like, every second he can be spending doing something to do that, kind of like Rodgers did with his Achilles, I would imagine that that's what Patrick Mahomes is being asked to do right now. And he's doing it anyway, but
Andy Reid doesn't need Patrick Mahomes in a quarterback meeting with Oladokun. Like, he doesn't. He'll be okay. He'll be fine.
I know that it's just interesting. I'm sure. Like, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, if they were in a playoff push, like, would he be involved? Do you think?
A good question. Maybe like, a little.
I don't
bit.
Know. I don't know what maybe happens. A little if you tear ACL. Do they just? Do they just let
but,
you.
But I can
you
know, tell you too. Like, if that quarterback meeting is at 1 o'clock, and so is the time he's supposed to be rehabbing his leg, he's going to be rehabbing his leg.
Yeah, I agree but with that.
He probably is. You hear them talk about like the quarterback thread or whatever. I'm sure that yes, he is like, hey, the Broncos, I've played him a billion times. If you see this, look for this. Yeah, I'm sure he's doing that. I just think like a lot of the work that's being done in prep of the game, like as far as like an official capacity, he's got something else he's got to be focusing on right now. And that is getting that leg back in order. Like it all kind of sits together right now. You have the Chiefs. You've got a lot of fans thinking about, okay, 5 years from now, XYZ will happen. We're having just an insane amount of discussions, which we can do that too in the next segment, about the star bonds and how good a deal is this, the blowback that we saw yesterday from people. And we probably should spend some time with that. And we'll do that next segment. There was a lot of, you know, national blowback, a lot of non-local blowback that the Chiefs just fleeced the state of Kansas and pulled the wool over their eyes, which is an interesting sentiment, but we'll get to it. But you have that happening. We have, as you mentioned, what in a large way will be a new roster next year. Next year is not promising, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a lot of, even if Mahomes was fully healthy, next year was always going to be a huge question mark. And there's been a lot of like run it back talk this year, but a lot of that run it back is because that's like all that you can do. Like, that was all that's left. Now next year, you can't do that. You'll have guys retire. You won't be able to afford guys. Like, this was it, and it didn't work. And now begins the next process of, okay, how do you get back there now? Fans have this expectation that they should be in Super Bowls every year.
Yeah,
that was a little unrealistic.
That was the sentiment that I had whenever they got eliminated, whatever Mahomes tore his ACL, is the fact that they next year was going to be a you know, I don't know if you want to say it's a rebuild year, but it wasn't going to be a run it back year for sure next year. No. And that was before Mahomes got hurt. And I think that they probably had a little more leeway for what they wanted to do next year, depending on how this year went. If they went back to the Super Bowl, if they won a Super Bowl, I think that they could have gotten a little cuter next year. But I think that, like, with everything that's happened this year, like, they don't want to let one bad year turn into two. And so that's going to be interesting of what they're going to do, because they're going to be, you know, a little bit between a rock and a hard place. But they're actually going to have a little bit of cap if they can renegotiate things they want to renegotiate. And they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to execute in an offseason. And last year, I mean, they got what they needed at left tackle, and that was about all they executed last offseason.
Look, they have rebuilt, okay? Like, this isn't the first time. It's just jarring. Here's a fun exercise. Let's go through the 2021 Chiefs team, right? Before they had to trade Tyreek Hill and do all these things. You know who the leading rusher, you know, who carried the ball the most times that season was?
That one is Clyde?
No.
Damien Williams?
Darrell Williams.
Darrell Williams.
Tyreek Hill, of course, was your leading receiver. And then Travis Kelce. And then you had Mecole Hardman. You had some Byron Pringle.
The Legion of Zoom.
What's that?
Legion of Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Defensively, Anthony Hitchens was second in the team in tackles. Legarius Sneed, Tyrann Mathieu were still a part of that. Charvarius Ward, Juan Thornhill were still a part of that. Remember Ben Neiman and Daniel Sorensen? Like, so my point with all this is Willie Gay was still on that team. Like, they have rebuilt before. They have retooled before, right? They never went through a season like this, so you never really noticed. Not only did they retool after that season, they completely had to reinvent themselves, right? Without Tyreek Hill offensively and the Legion of Zoom. Like, they're wide, like, they've been transforming for a long time. Yeah, in that process, they went to three Super Bowls.
That's what that's the one thing that you've brought up, and this is if you watched the I know you did the Chiefs documentary that was on ESPN that I can't remember the name of now, something like that. That they talked about, you know, when you trade Tyreek Hill away, like they basically made a decision in that moment, like, well, like we're gonna be a defensive team now, like that's what we're gonna do, and it worked better than it did beforehand. And you know, I'm with you on the fact that I think they may need to look in the mirror and say like, we got to go get a running back. Like, we got to start running the ball. Like, we got to, like, well, cut our teeth on this.
I don't think it's for any other reason other than I don't think there's another path quickly that can, you know,
If they run it back and try to tweak the things that have been tweaked, it's still the same scheme that didn't work.
Right. Offensively. You know, defense, yeah. They had to rebuild a defense, basically. And they had that incredible draft, and they did. This time, you're going to have to, like, you're going to have holes on the defense. I think the defense should be, as long as Chris Jones, like, they should be okay next year. The offense, though, is an absolute question. So what do we know about the offense, right? We know the offensive line should be really good. They're going to have Patrick Mahomes. They're still going to have Rice and Worthy. So what do you do? What can you do? If you lose Kelsey, yeah, you could run the ball. You've got one of the best offensive lines in football when they're healthy. Should be, right? As long as Jalen Moore can handle right tackle, you should be one of the better offensive lines in football, yeah, with a little better luck health-wise this year. You've got Mahomes coming back from an injury. Be nice to be able to take that a little easy. So it just makes sense. And it's the quickest path to being successful again. Is it the best path for 3 years from now? I think that's a good question. Right? Leaning into the running game is a short-term solution, I think. I don't think they'll ever have to, want to, or need to do like a total blow up and rebuild because they have Mahomes.
Yeah.
So how do you continue to just like chisel away at it? But just know, like, they've done it before. Like, this team is so different than the early versions of this team and has been. And by the way, they've been to 3 out of the last 4 Super Bowls with this.
My brain goes to the Ravens. Like, Derrick Henry goes to the Ravens is what my brain goes to. It's like, they, you know, Lamar did a lot for that team. Like, he ran a lot, but he threw a lot as well. Like, they get Derrick Henry in there, and it immediately turns into like, oh, this makes sense. Like, this, like, if I'm the Chiefs, like, I don't think it takes away anything that Patrick Mahomes does, because no. I don't think that Derrick Henry takes away anything that Lamar Jackson does.
He made Lamar Jackson better.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It adds another facet to it. So I think that it has to be the direction that they want to go. It has to be that, like, at this point as it sits, like, I honestly, depends on what the pick is, I guess I'll say this, but like, on December 24th, Christmas Eve of 2025, I will be shocked if they don't take Jeremiah Love in the first round.
If they have the opportunity to, or if they don't address it in free agency.
I guess, yeah, that's the only thing. If he takes him before them, then I take my take back.
I'll be shocked if they don't have some sort of headline running back. Let's say that, right? Yeah. Whether it's that high draft pick or a free agent or something, I would be too.
Brees Hall's a free agent.
Right. And you know, the Jets have been so bad, maybe you're able to get him, you know, not for the price tag you had to pay Derrick Henry. I think it just makes so much sense. And you also have to remember how much other work they have to do just to have a roster, just to field a roster. They could lose all 19 of those guys. You're right. That means they've got to replace that many players. And they have invested a lot of money in certain players that, you know, like, it's going to be tricky to try to do it through free agency. They're going to have a good draft again, which, and they've done that before. All right. So the blowback yesterday, predictively, from the Missouri side was severe. Predictably was pretty intense from all the, you know, look, this is one of those kinds of stories where you just, people tee it up and get ready to dunk on how the horrible owners take advantage of states and hold them hostage. By the way, I agree with that. It's a horrible thing that happens. I hate that any public money goes to help billionaires build their stadiums when they get to keep all the money. Like, share your revenue. If we're going to share the cost to build it, share your revenue. Okay. So know that going in. That is my general opinion on publicly funding private stadiums. I think it's a bad idea. This is a pretty unique one. This one's pretty different for a variety of reasons. You know, most of the time when we have this,
Hold on. Did you just adjust your Cowboys helmet to put it more in frame while you're talking about
this way? No, that had nothing to do with the fact that I'm a little bit OCD and I happened to see in the corner of my eye that it was,
I thought that was like pressure. Is that a Cowboys helmet on the other side?
It is. It's half Cowboys and half Sports Radio. It's half our KFH logo on the other side. Okay. Great listener.
I thought that you were throwing some shade to Jerry and wanted to.
No. I don't even remember how Jerry World was funded, to be perfectly honest with you. No, we had a great listener make that, and I just noticed it was turned. One of my kids must have turned it. So, look, I get it. I think it's stupid, too. Most of the time in these, though, you've got, like, you have what you would have had on the Missouri side that was voted down, which is the voters who have to pay for this through a sales tax. And it's like, well, hang on a minute. No, I don't want any new taxes on this. Like, I don't want to spend more money to help build your stadium. Okay, so I get it, and I do agree with that sentiment. I wish Clark Hunt would build his own damn stadium. Okay, I do. However, this is a pretty unique and interesting opportunity that arose. And I think a lot of the pushback and the blowback is coming because people don't understand the circumstances around what's happened for specifically the state of Kansas in this specific situation. The state of Kansas is not on the radar to have an NFL team there. It's just not, right? Like this will make them the smallest state by population to have an NFL team. This is like a pipe dream kind of a thing. Okay. For that reason, not to this situation specifically, the state of Kansas has star bonds. And the state of Kansas uses star bonds all the time, all the time. There are star bond projects all over the state. Why? Because it's a small state without a huge population. And sometimes to get competitive in that world, you have to give incentives to bring in the commerce to decide to come do their business there. They did that with this star bond at a higher level than they've ever done. Yes, but it was intentional. So, like, all the people that think Kansas got the wool pulled over their eyes, Kansas knows exactly what it did. Yes. It did it on purpose. It did it with a star bond. It's why they designed this program in the first place. So at the surface level, can we stop with poor little Kansas gets fleeced by the Chiefs? They don't even know what they signed up for. Yes,
I'm with you 100%.
Signed it that way.
One thing I don't know this answer. So like in Jackson County or other stadiums where it is, taxable of the people to pay for the stadiums. So like Jackson County just had this, it's expiring in 2031, correct?
Yes.
So like if the stadium's done, are they still taxed?
No, the tax goes away.
After the stadium's done?
Yes. Like after the lease expires, like that, whatever.
Right now in 2025, the stadium has been done for 50 years. Are they still being taxed?
Yes, there was an extension. The vote was for an extension of the sales tax. Think about it. The Wichita School District just did the same thing.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the difference in this situation is that once the stadium is done, like there's nothing more to pay off. Like they're just paying off.
You can't pretend like this isn't going to cost the state of Kansas a lot of money. It's going to cost the state of Kansas a lot of money.
But that's the one thing that we were talking about yesterday is once the stadium's paid off, once the star bonds finished.
Yes.
Finished paying for the stadium, then it's just the state of Kansas' stadium. Like they don't, right? Like I'm not stupid.
There's
about
a
that,
lot
right?
of there. There you got to think of it like it's not all roses here. There's a tremendous amount of risk. The bet is that the total amount of money will be greater over time than it would have been without it.
That's what I'm saying. So once they hit, we'll say it's $2 billion. Once they hit the $2 billion, that adjust the budget back to where you were. Everything after that is gravy, right?
It is, except you got it, but you can't dismiss the things that weren't being funded while that funding was being used for this.
Okay,
and that's the trick you'll hear from a politician is they'll say it's no new money, but it's money that was going to go somewhere else. Money would be used for something.
But the argument to that is you wouldn't make as much money without the Chiefs in your state.
That's the bet that they're making, right? Correct. Is that over a long period of time, they will have generated so much more money over time that you'll recoup everything that got redirected to begin with. And now the benefit after that is so great that you've added to the coffers. You know, in the short term, the state income tax will add to the coffers. That should offset some of it, you hope, right? There's obviously going to be more business being done in the area. Okay. So like more sales, more people buying things that get a sales tax applied to it. So it's not like they're not like, yes, they'll generate more through the sales tax than they would have, right? So there will be more, but you still have to account for the money that's being redirected. Because if you look at that map, and smart people have pointed, it's very large. It's like the largest Starbond district by a so that's a lot of different money being redirected for a little while. Again, the bet and the hope is that the overall end game, you have put Kansas in a position that they would never have had the opportunity to be in before, right? And that's where there's a tremendous amount of risk in it. But it was bipartisan. Okay. That should tell you a lot. If it's bipartisan, then a lot of smart people aren't playing politics with the opportunity. They are now, but they weren't for the most part. Okay. You wouldn't also have so many Missouri lawmakers ghost pale with egg on their face that can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
So yes, the Chiefs make out like bandits in this. We all understand that. The state of Kansas understands that.
The thing is the national people don't understand that is grinding my gears about all this stuff, that I see all these videos that people are making looking on Kansas. Like, the Chiefs won big time. Also, potentially can win big time. The only real loser in this situation is Missouri, and not to dunk on Missouri here, but like, I guess you could make the argument that their taxes are going to go down, so that's good. But yeah, like,
this is their choice, by the way.
I agree. I won't even dunk on Missouri on this. There's a possibility where this is the best case scenario for everybody, and Kansas can make a ton of money off of this that they wouldn't earlier have. The only thing I think, if this was, we'll say this. If they have the stadium in Kansas, we'll act like it's 2095 or whatever it is, and they've got this stadium in Legends that they've had for 50 years now, and they decide, hey, our lease is expiring. We want a new stadium, state of Kansas. And then you did this again, then it's, well, we're just tacking all the revenue that we just made and just throwing it away.
Sure.
That's the thing, is this is creating so much new business that wasn't there. It's a risk that you have to take.
Well, you take it if you're the state of Kansas. If you know if other states aren't taking that kind of risk, they're not doing something because they don't need to. But Kansas wants to drive it in. And by the way, we do these kinds of things all the time as a state, and we incentivize a battery plant coming in, right? Like, you incentivize. I'm sure these Amazon factories are ripe with incentives to come in and do their business here. Like, you do it because it generates jobs, it generates revenue that didn't currently exist. And yeah, those companies, they make out the best in this. Okay. I'm not discounting the fact that the Chiefs just got the deal of a lifetime on a stadium.
Correct.
Nobody is discounting that. But to pretend like the state of Kansas doesn't understand that is correct. Stupid. The state of Kansas designed a project for this well before the Chiefs were involved to do this exact kind of thing. Some of them work, some of them don't.
To the most minuscule level, the way that I've explained this in layman's terms to people is you and I. What phone carrier do you use, Jacob?
I have no idea. It's a work phone. Right, I don't even know.
That's a very dad thing. T-Mobile, whatever. I use T-Mobile or Verizon. I use Verizon. I have Verizon. There's a reason that, you know, you and I, if you switch phone carriers, you do it every 5 years, because you know why? Because if I'm on Verizon and I call T-Mobile, they're going to give me a free phone for switching. They're going to give me a free year of Netflix for switching. And then guess what? You do that for 5 years, then you switch back and you get another free phone from Verizon when you go back and forth. If you're the Chiefs, you're the customer here, and both sides of the state are trying to court you. And is Verizon or T-Mobile stupid for giving out free phones? No, because they're going to make the money up in the long run of all the things you're going to pay for on your phone plan. It's the same concept.
It's tricky that there's not a new tax. Tax funds are rediverted. And look, there is tremendous risk involved. I get it. But everybody knows that going into the equation. Nobody got the wool pulled over their eyes. Okay. They knew exactly what they were doing on this, and they won. And it was, you know, pipe dream kind of stuff for the state of Kansas to have one of the world's greatest entertainment exports now. It just is. Rick says and asks a couple of questions that I think are interesting. Rick says there's no data that says they can sell all the bonds. So there's bondholders, which are like debt holders. I don't know on that. And I don't know what happens if they don't sell all the bonds. I can't imagine.
If you can sell the bonds for the Kansas Speedway, you can sell the bonds for the new Arrowhead.
It feels like a pretty safe bet if your financial planner's in that world. And then Rick also says the Chiefs keep all the money for tickets, concessions. I totally get it. Listen, let me go back to
Chiefs are going to make billions.
Let me go back to the first thing I said. This is nonsense that owners even do this, right? Because they do keep all the revenue. That's happening everywhere. I'd much rather see these guys build their own stadiums, a la what's happening for Denver, what's happening for LA. Much rather see that happen. Okay. I don't disagree with that. But what the Chiefs aren't keeping is the sales tax revenue on those tickets that are sold.
This is my stand. If they build them another stadium, then they need to say, well, then we need more. You got to cook us back 10% or something.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's hard to think 50 years down the road like that.
It's true.
And look, you can still use the facility, even if it doesn't have the Chiefs in it, right? You can still have concerts and all those other things. It's interesting. We'd love your comments and your commentary on it. We can do that throughout the show here. Because it is. I get it. It's a political topic. It's polarizing as to taxes and all that stuff. Next hour, though, we're going to make some football picks. We're going to have Sharia Slaughter. We'll have some fun. Don't go away.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.